Welcome to Move, where we share stories and opinions about the world regardless of their factual basis. I'm Marin.
And I be Pirate Jim, or James. This is the second of our two-parter episode entitled Gaming on the High Seas.
Gaming on the High Seas.
We're recording this, and it's still Talk Like a Pirate Day, so I can get away with sounding like a scurvy retard.
No, you can't. Anyway, we are drunk, so if you do not like drunken retards, please leave now. We will let you go. Okay.
Gaming Yard, part two, or part B, whichever you want to label it as.
Part two. Part one. Part two.
Rawr.
Rawr yourself. Rawr. Okay. Oh my god, naked Homer. No, he wants to be wet and naked.
Ignore the TV.
I can't.
Dip.
Okay.
I will slap you. I will slap your shit up.
No violence. Okay. Right. I am not looking at the TV. I'm not going to look at you. That's a dumb idea.
For those wondering why she be laughing, it's because with the simple manipulation of some facial muscles, I can make her start laughing and not stop because she is insane and she finds my face humorous when I pull a couple of small muscles to turn my frown into weird shapes. It makes her laugh insanely and she is retarded for it. Now I'm going to let her stop laughing, and I'm going to attempt not to pull any faces that will send her into a catatonic laughing fit. And I realize that my voice then did not sound at all like a pirate. I am very sorry. I am deeply apologetic for that fact. I will endeavor to correct that. Yarr. I will endeavor to wait for her to stop laughing so we can get on with the episode.
Okay, I suck because, like, through the PlayStation stage, I collected Final Fantasy games. I was like, oh my god, Final Fantasy, nom 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 nom. Okay, so, I had, what was it, Dino Crisis. Fucking awesome! It's like, you run around shooting dinosaurs, and it's made by, what are they called? Capcom?
How would I know? Only be a simple pirate.
I'm gonna hit you.
Who didn't have a PlayStation. So anyway, I don't know.
Anyway. I'm too drunk to search it on the computer, and I cannot be asked getting off my bum to look on the collection of crap I got on the other wall.
Well, just assume you're right.
Okay, anyway. It's like, it's made by the same dudes that made Resident Evil. It's like, it catered to, like, both of my obsessions. It was, like, dinosaurs or zombies. Same basic principle for both games. It was, like, I could play one or the other. And I jumped on Dino Crisis. You're not going to be sick, are you? So, it was awesome. And the weird thing is, like, the little string that comes out of Regina's belt. And now that I'm really drunk, I realize that her name sounds like vagina. But anyway, the rope that comes out of her belt actually looks like it looks like she's humping when she goes up. When you go up, like the. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm waiting for you to finish your sentence.
It looks like she's humping, like, air as she's going up back into the vents.
Yar, she sounds a bit retarded.
Regina's awesome! Even though her name, like, for some reason, whenever I hear Regina, I think vagina, but still, whatever.
Regina. To me, it sounds more like virgin. Was she a virgin?
Maybe.
Or did she get raped by the dinosaurs?
Dinosaur rape.
Yar.
But, oh, it was just awesome. Like, it got to the point, and I'm like, oh my god, I finished the game. And, no, freaking T-Rex comes out of nowhere, and he's like, bruh, I'm gonna eat you now! And you run around like a retard trying to get away from the T-Rex, and the T-Rex eats the helicopter dude, and you're like, oh my god, and I'm babbling. You can have a go now.
Well, I went from the 64 with all the awesome games I described last cast, and I went into the PC gaming.
James, please talk normally.
But it be talk like a pirate day.
I don't care, it's so distracting.
I don't talk care normally. If it's distracting. I'm going to try and talk like a pirate. Even though I'm drunk, so I'm going to hurt my voice more and sound retarded. Yarg.
Yeah, please stop.
Don't care. Anyway, I sailed upon the seas of Deus Ex, Half-Life, and awesomeness. Those were some of my earliest games I played on the PC, and I loved them. I played a bit of Tribes 2 as well, and of course, who could get away from Counter-Strike back in the day?
There was please some... talk normally, this is so distracting.
I don't care. Shut your face. There will also be some other Half-Life mods that I loved. There was, of course, I can't remember the name. I can't remember the name, but it put two sides against each other, like most mods, but both sides were exactly the same, except you got to choose what your company researched. And you could go in and try and steal the other company's research. And
isn't that like a TF2 map now?
No, it's not a TF2 map. It is not Capture the Fucking Flag, you dumb bitch.
Hey! That's uncalled for! Talk normally now, because you called me a dumb bitch.
Fine.
Good.
Depending on how your team chose its voting for researching the tech, you could get different weapons or different accessories, increased health and that, and it would help your team survive against the onslaught of the other teams. That's the name. I think it was called Science and Industry. It was a mod for Half-Life.
Science and Industry.
And it was awesome. The only problem being, I could never find any servers that had more than 3 fucking people.
Diddums.
So, instead of being like an incredibly awesome mod, it was an awesome mod that only had like 2 people each side of server, which made it kind of pointless. The few games I played where we had a full server, incredibly awesome. It was just mayhem with the different like Hornet guns and whatever the fuck else you could create. It was awesome.
No, it wasn't.
You never played it. Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm squeaking again.
Yeah. Other awesome Half-Life mods. The Opera. That was bad of me. I may have spilt some grog on the ground, people. I will be cleaning it up momentarily after I've finished my talkie-talk.
Talkie-talk. Like other, walkie-talk.
Other awesome mods.
I can talk at work.
The Opera was pretty much... you played a specialist assassin with, like, special moves, like, you could dive and that, which hadn't been in any other sort of mod at the time, and, yeah, you just went around assassinating people and that, and with different weapons, and it was just awesome. And the other one was the Specialists, which actually was a mod that actually had slow motion in it that was triggered when... picking up power-ups and that. It was another assassin-based one.
Isn't that the one you got me to play when we first started dating? And I'm like, this is so fucking annoying.
Yes. she hates slow-mo stuff, by the way. Whenever we play Killing Floor...
It's like, fuck!
I go the Berserker class just to annoy her, because whenever I kill people in the slow-motion time, it extends it. And she gets so annoyed. It's hilarious. Anyway, she can talk about something now. I'm going to clean up mess.
I don't know what to talk about.
Pick a game.
Pick a game.
You can pick your gay-ass Final Fantasy. Talk about gay-ass Final Fantasy.
But there's too much to talk about. I wouldn't know where to start.
Explain why number 7 is not the greatest Final Fantasy like all the faggots think it is.
Easy. It's got Sephiroth in it, like... How obvious can it be? It has that retard in it. Although, granted, he was actually good in Before Crisis. Before I played Before Crisis, I was a bit bleh with the character, but Before Crisis, I actually started to like him because he was more in-depth than all that sort of random BS crap. Although, sad story, the first one I actually started playing was 8. We had a demo, and we thought it was really, really awesome. But because we didn't pay much attention, we didn't know what we were supposed to do. So we ended up, like, running around like idiots for so long. And we didn't know how to junction, like, the GFs or anything. So we just ran around with no magic. We actually got pretty far. We got up to the train. We had to fight the dude on the train, but we kept dying, and I had to restart the game, and I figured out how to finally play it. What? Don't do that. That's disgusting.
I needed to burp. Anyway, Final Fantasy sucks balls. I'm glad we've all got that out of the way. What? Why are you staring at me like that? Final Fantasy sucks balls. Don't care.
The latest fucked up.
Final Fantasy games are just... they're just a movie that has some quick time events in it.
That's it has
some quick time events, and it's a drawn out movie with quick time events that you can see the character's stats before they fight.
That's 13, you retard. 13 sucked! Okay, just play it mute, and it suddenly becomes an interesting, awesome game.
So you're saying the sound in 13 sucked, aside from, you know, the actual gameplay, and the game, and the characters.
The story was interesting, but that's about it.
I say it was bad.
It's a bad game, but I like the story. You just gotta mute it for it to be awesome. It became a good game as soon as I hit the mute button.
Too much effort. Yeah, we're talking about JRPGs. Not Star Ocean. Lufia fucking 2. People, if you like JRPGs and you haven't played Lufia 2, you need to fucking play it. It was the first and to this day the only game that has ever actually made me cry.
You're admitting that?
Yes, I'm admitting
that. Why are you admitting that?
Because the game was that awesome. I want people to know that I felt stuff with the game. I actually connected with the characters. It was an awesome game. Play it. Also, play Harvest Moon. That was another awesome SNES game.
Yes, that it was. It was awesome.
Harvest Moon was awesome enough of a SNES game that my mother started playing, and even my retard brother started playing.
I'm glad you actually said retard brother.
No, he is a bit messed up in the head.
I'll give him that. I don't like him in any way, shape, or form. Another game. We've got to hit more...
Max Payne series was awesome. Haven't played the third one as yet, so I'm reserving judgment on that till I can get enough money to bother buying it.
What happened to me saying something about a game?
You don't get any... You don't get to talk about games since you mentioned Final Fantasy.
You started it!
It was all a trap!
It's a trap!
Yarr!
I wonder if Admiral Akbar...
Admiral Akbar. Get it right. Admiral Akbar.
I was going to say, I wonder if he's a pirate.
Arr.
Yarr, he'd be pirate. We'd be something the booty. It's like, pat the booty. What are you doing?
There is booze in my mustache, and I'm trying to lick it out.
I'm not licking it for you. Stop it.
Stop looking at me. Keep on with the...
What am I going to talk about? You've played more games than me. I've just played shitty games.
Yeah, I know. Glad you admitted it. You've played shitty games. Everyone, this is a confession from a Final Fantasy whore and a Blizzard whore. Seriously. I've had to pay so many collector's editions for Blizzard games for this bitch.
You know I'm sitting right here, don't you?
Yeah. They take up half a shelf, just the collector's editions. Do you know what else she did? She made me pay $300 for a collector's edition of Halo 3. She played it for half an hour. I paid $300.
I wanted the helmet.
I don't care if you want the helmet. You played it for half an hour. How is that a good use of my money?
I still haven't touched Darksiders or Duke Nukem Forever.
She wanted collector's edition of Duke Nukem Forever. Seriously. She wanted collector's edition of Duke Nukem Forever.
It was a Duke bust. It was a Duke Nukem bust. It's like, Dookie.
Yeah, but it came with the game Duke Nukem Forever. Forever bad. In all seriousness, the game was not that bad.
I'm
provided you only played $5.
Did you say prayed?
I meant to say paid. I think I said played. But
I thought it was prayed.
It was an okay game provided you did not pay more than $5. It's a $5 game. It's a bargain bin game. You can get enough enjoyment out of it if you only pay about $5. $10 absolute maximum is pushing it. It's not a good game, really, is what I'm saying.
James, in my defense, I love Duke Nukem. I've loved Duke Nukem since I was a... Shut up! Since I was a kid. But I'm too terrified to play the game to see how freaking bad it is. I actually just wanted the Duke Nukem bust. Ew. It's kind of like how I begged you for the Data one. It's like, buy me Data! Mm-hmm. I want Data bust!
Speaking of Data, apparently there is, like, a huge amount of Data in human semen.
What the fuck?
Each sperm contains, like, I can't remember exact amount, but it's like a lot of meg is in each sperm, and each ejaculation...
Is it like a terabyte? Like
each, each ejaculation is something like about 53 terabytes of information. So guys, every time you fap, you're just wasting like 52 terabyte hard drives of data, you know. You could download stuff instead, but no, you're just tossing it in the bin.
Tissue data.
Also, warning, this show may contain sexual themes.
Bill Lafer.
That's what she said.
It's kind of like my maths tutor. He randomly stands up in front of the class and he's like, he pulls out a measuring tape and is like, right, who here has measured parts of their body? There's a moment of silence through the whole room. And then suddenly he goes,
he did not think that one through.
Kevin's awesome, though. I gotta hand
Regardless of Kevin, we should probably get back on topic. Games.
Gaming, right.
Original Far Cry was okay. Second Far Cry had good aspects, but
isn't
just...
that the one that gave me, like, severe motion? No.
Everything gives you severe motion. It's just... She's stupid. She gets motion sickness from games and then whines about not being able to play them.
Hey, I stomached, like, what was it? Battlefield something or other.
Battlefield
Jack,
Bad
get
Company
off the
two.
Pants. Off the pants. Jack.
Jackie Chan, get off the pants.
Goodbye, Jack.
Jackie Chan is our cat. Well, one of our cats. There's, like, three of them. Anyway. Gamies.
You
turn.
Okay. Not so much, like, how awesome the game is, but I wanted to play, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. That's right, the first Modern Warfare game, because it looked awesome. I played, like, the first level when you're on the boat, and it's, like, rocking side to side. Anyway, it got to the point where he's in the car, and I'd been feeling pretty sick up to this point. And then when he gets punched in the face and taken out of the car, I lost it. I ran outside and I puked. Yeah. I really wanted to play it, though, but now I realise people that play COD are douchebags. Sorry for anyone that actually likes the games and has a hard-on for it and keeps stroking their cock and go, oh my god. COD.
COD is not a horrible game, but the community for it is just... They're all, like, just douchebags.
Yeah!
They all seem to be douchebags. I haven't come across many friendly COD players. I'm not saying they're not out there. But the ones, like, when I did play COD for a tiny bit, they just weren't friendly. And it's not a game that's particularly easy to get into because every server I went into, I just kept getting annihilated by everyone.
I feel really stupid. What's the Battlefield game that I've got?
You've got Battlefield Bad Company 2. You know, the one I mentioned, like, a minute ago.
Right. Anyway, I'm drunk.
No excuse. You should remember good games. Bad Company 2 was
awesome.
I was
playing it online, and I was following this guy, because we were in a helicopter, we crashed, we landed on, like, a big...
But that's another thing.
Thing.
COD doesn't have vehicles, therefore it sucks.
Anyway, we got on top of, like, the windmill thing, and then we jumped down, and we, like, piss-bolted for a shed. And we got in the shed, and he turns around, and he kills me, and he's like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. You're on my team, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah.
And there is your average COD player. shoots at any... he would have been a COD player. He shoots at anything that moves rather than actually thinking about the situation.
I used to love it because, I can't remember what map it was, but, I'd just run up behind... I'd sit right behind the tank, and I got really good at using the tank. I loved using the tanks. Anyway, I'd go up right behind the tank, I'd heal the people, and then I'd piss bolt back, and then I'd, run up and heal the people again, and run back. Run up and heal again.
I remember at a LAN I was at years ago with the original Battlefield 1942... We had, there was about 40 people at the LAN, and there was only about 30 people playing the game of Battlefield. Battlefield 1942. So we had roughly 15 aside, but we didn't seem to be fighting each other at all in the game. And then we figured out what the problem was. Every single person was just team-killing and murdering each other so they could be the ones to fly the jets. Oh, not... They weren't jets, obviously, in 1942. They were the old, awesome Spitfire-type planes and all that sort of awesome stuff. But, yeah. So then what we did, and made the game infinitely more fun, we switched everyone to one team. And it was just a massive team kill fest, trying to get into the planes first, and managed to take off without someone else taking you down with a rocket launcher. And eventually one person managed to get in a plane, and flew off and started, trying to shoot everyone on the ground. And then they got shot by a rocket launcher. The process started again. We spent a good 3 hours in this single map just constantly team killing each person trying to get the plane. It was so much fun.
Oh, I just remembered what happened when I was playing Halo for the first time. The guy I was dating at the time was a real dick. And he just kept... I wanted to learn how to play the game because I'd never really played modern FPS games up to that point. So I said, please, teach me how to play the game. And he's like, right, fine, okay. You can pick up any gun. You can pick up, any gun, anything at all, and you can try and kill me while I'm in the Warthog. So he's driving around, and he runs me over. It was so long before he'd actually come to hunt me down to kill me. So he runs me over, and then all of a sudden I just burst into, hysterical laughter. And he's like, what, I killed you? And then suddenly he blew up and died. He didn't even realise that I threw a frag grenade at him.
No, frag! You would have thrown a plasma.
That's right, plasma. I threw the plasma grenade and it just blew him up. And he's like, what the fuck? Where did that come from? And I said,
wait, that
I'm
means
learning.
You blew up the puma as well.
Puma? Yeah, I blew up the warthog.
I think it looks like a puma.
It's not a puma.
It looks like a large cat.
You're a gay robot.
Fuck you.
What games?
Games are awesome.
Bad time to take a swig at the same time.
Mm. Okay, games in recent years that I've absolutely loved. For some reason. Left 4 Dead. That was awesome. Second one, we ended up getting gypped and getting the fucking Australian copy. So that sucked balls.
And it
also
kind of killed the hard one we had for it.
Also, it had no bill. So,
yeah!
Sucks balls.
Yeah, there was a point and I actually macroed Bill's, hurt cry to my fire button.
Mm. Yeah, Bill was just awesome.
And for a while I had, my MSN my MSN name thing for, Bill's voice makes my giny tickle.
That was a sad day for you.
Come on, Bill's awesome.
I won't deny Bill is awesome. Yeah, other games that I've loved recently. For some reason, Time Shift and Singularity. Both those games I just absolutely loved and could not put down when I started playing them. I'm not really sure why, but they were just awesome.
Oh, crap. We've already hit 25 minutes.
Oh, well.
Here's the end of part 2, anyway.
See yous later.
Bye, guys.